It's Thursday, June the 9th, and you're tuned in to the TNV podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show.
Sure.
Where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Worcestershire sauce.
What?
Worcestershire?
What?
Worcestershire? How do you say that sauce?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Just sound when you had the little flim flam there.
Yeah.
It sounded like Worcestershire sauce.
Say again?
I don't know how to pronounce it, dude. Worcestershire?
Okay.
Worcestershire?
Okay. I think it's time we bring up the Google.
Yeah.
Just hit the
Worcestershire. I don't even know how to spell it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There it is. Worcestershire.
What? Worcester?
Translate.google.com. Is that how you pronounce it? Anglais.
What's it say? Oh God.
Worcestershire.
Ah, Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
All right. There we go. Worcestershire sauce.
Wicked. Well, since we're already here, I have a question.
Okay. Are you gonna transition this one, buddy?
So I was at work
today.
I was in the office and I went to the bathroom. And
it's a little private.
So for all the females listening, joke, there's none.
For the one.
But all the guys out there, we go to the urinal if you have to take a piss.
Hell right? Yeah.
Fair, yeah. Yeah, okay. How much do you spread your legs? Like, how far apart are your legs? Like your feet. Your feet. Would you say shoulder distance?
I would say a little bit more than, like, regular standing distance.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not, like, doing the splits at the urinal. But, like, I'm within the boundaries of the urinal. Whether or not there are dividers at the urinal, I'm within the boundaries of the next urinal.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, if there's dividers, you're within your...
I'm within the dividers, yes.
Oh, okay. Because, like, in one of the... rooms I went into, yes, there's three urinals, okay, and they have dividers.
Yeah,
the guy there was on the left one,
mm-hmm,
and I was like, well, dividers, whatever. But then I didn't want to go to the one beside him.
Yeah,
because I shit you not, this man was standing.
Why?
Like, if you take your arms and put them to your side,
he had the wingspan.
Yeah, and then you look below your palms. That's where his feet were.
Why?
And like. And I was like, is this a tactic so that no one goes to the one beside him? Because he's technically in the space.
That's a power move. You got to go beside him at that point.
Yeah. And I was like, do I ask him? I was genuinely curious. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. But the other urinal behavior that I don't condone of is people who like put their whole pants down. Have you seen that before?
Like...
Like they're at no, like I've seen adults do it, like in public bathrooms.
You mean like ass out?
Like they're ass out at the urinal.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, no, there's like the weird thing is like this was a business professional.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe he wasn't.
Like he was in a full suit, but like the spread was insane.
You got to figure out who that is, get him fired. I don't know if they're supposed to be working there.
I think he's somebody new because I've never seen his face.
He better be somebody new, right?
And then so I was like, whatever. So he's doing that. And then as I was doing my business.
Yeah.
Another question popped to my head. I'm like, so when you're at the urinal, how much of your junk do you whip out?
When I'm at the urinal?
Yeah. Are we talking like, is it just the head? The whole shaft comes with it? Or are you like a balls-free zone? Like, what are we talking
balls
about here?
Balls-free, that's, you went out of your way to do balls-free. I just, like, it's, I guess it's like all the junk minus the testicles are coming out.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I also use the, you know, like the slot in your boxers.
Yeah.
I don't like unzip and then pull the boxers down. I use that little like window.
Okay.
So like if I'm pulling my balls out there, like I'm purposefully like I need some air, baby. Like that's a little bit too much work.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't think so.
All right. Fair enough.
You're going to tell what this guy like was whipping around his underwear like a lasso? Like...
No, I was just sitting there cuz I noticed it depends on the pants I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Like if I have one with the zipper, then yeah, it's just like It's just the penis section.
Yeah.
But if I'm wearing like shorts, right? And there's no cutout.
Okay.
I think I'm just, I don't know if it's because like it's for the sake of efficiency, I'll just pull down lower and then the balls come out.
Yeah.
Right?
I can see that.
Right?
But also, why are you wearing shorts with no, oh, like athletic shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Because that's all, like I don't
yeah,
wear.
Yeah, I guess at that point you'd have to bring
Yeah.
Like it's thumb underneath both sets.
Yes, and then you pull it down. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
All right, yeah.
I can get behind that.
Listeners, what do you think, huh? Get on this action.
Yeah. Are you an ass out kind of guy?
Oh shit. I have yet to see the one where like it comes down to the ankles.
No, that's like grade. Like when I used to work with children, like children would do that because they didn't know the etiquette.
I think one time I've seen the one. I don't know if the guy was drunk, where he just tried to shit in the urinal.
That's a power play. Like,
this is at a club though, so this is not regular behavior.
Oh, then he's probably probably hammered.
It was one of those situations like ooh. Anyway, so there's no E3 this year.
There is no E3. It's true.
Instead, we had this Summer Games Festival.
We did.
We're going to cover that. Got picks and weeks. And even a question to chew on.
Questions.
Anthony, take it away. What did we watch?
So we watched the highlights, basically, of Summer Games Fest 2022.
Yeah.
This is an event hosted by Jeff Keighley, the man, the myth, the legend. And he... It's mainly... It's kind of like the E3s of old, where like you'll have the big show, and then you bring out developers sometimes to like give a little pitch or like a throw to of their video or their game or whatever.
That's correct.
But we didn't want to watch a 3-hour stream, so we watched all the trailers stitched together.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. My bad.
I have to say, like before this came out, I remember reading articles of Jeff Keighley specifically saying, he's like, don't get your hopes up, like keep your expectations in check.
Yeah,
COVID's still a real thing in terms of how it's affected the video game industry. Yeah. And so you might not see a lot of big hitters and expect a lot of indie announcements.
There were, I would say that's mostly true. I think a lot of like first party stuff and like more AAA shit people are probably saving for like the console makers conference, like when Sony has their
whatever, for sure.
Or when Xbox has their whatever.
Yeah,
but this is a lot of like, there's a lot of PC exclusive stuff, there's a lot of like stuff from publishers who mainly made phone games or published phone games, and now they're moving into like the console and PC space.
Yeah,
so they started off with some big hitters. Mm-hmm. So we had talked about Street Fighter 6 last week in the announcement trailer, but we straight up got some gameplay in this with Guile.
With Guile.
They showed off a lot more of like what it looks like when you're fighting in a match. They showed off some cool combos. The whatever that parry system or whatever that ink system going on is, like moves are clashing, moves are being parried in some way. I don't know if it's going to be the Street Fighter 3 parry system, but it's looking pretty good. And Guile's got some wild shit going on. He's can do like his like double sweep can like launch people now, and then he can do that into a flash kick. He's got like multiple sonic booms going on. His super looked really good when he like flash kicked the guy into the air, shot a supersonic boom, and then jumped on him midair to flash kick him again. All that stuff looked really sick. The game's looking better than the initial reveal trailer. I think they amped up the hit stop in the reveal trailer to just like show off the effects and stuff, because this looked much smoother.
I think it wasn't shown in this trailer, but I think they showed it on Twitter or something. They showed the character matchup screen.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like Soul Calibur.
Oh, they have the Soul Calibur 2 where they have like the ha!
Yeah, where you can like give them emotions to their faces before it loads. That's which, like, is kind of cute.
Everything old is new again, dude.
Yeah, that was cool.
Talim, guest character in Street Fighter. Let's go.
Can't wait.
But that looked good. They showed off more of it. There's also stuff outside of Summer Games Fest that they showed as well. Like, I think they showed off
a lot of gameplay, actually.
Yeah. I forget the other guy. It was Luke's friend or whatever in the story, in the lore.
Luke's friend. Obi-Wan.
The drunk. yeah, that guy. Street Fighter 6 is looking pretty good. Next up, they had like a little bit of an extended trailer of the Callisto Protocol.
Yeah.
This game continues to be Dead Space. It continues to look graphic and gory as fuck and very wet. And I'm still pretty interested, unless that Dead Space trailer comes out and it looks fucking rad. So we'll see.
Looks all right.
Looks pretty good. Gotham Knights, the new Batman game where you can play, what is it, Nightwing, Batgirl, Robin.
And Red Hood.
Red Hood, yes.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about this game other than it's been really... I haven't been following it at all. Have you?
Yeah, it's like a co-op Batman game.
Okay. Like Arkham City co-op?
Yeah. I'm cautiously optimistic, mm-hmm. is what I would say.
All right. Okay. That's coming out October 25th this year. So you got some time to be cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be honest, I don't know what else is coming out this holiday.
Yeah. Nothing actually. Like, everything is like September, October. Like, I haven't seen any like November, December games.
No,
yet.
I count this all as holiday. But like, I mean, I can't think of other games that like I'm super excited about. Mm-hmm. I think it was just Forsaken. Was the only thing that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, Lara Croft, Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Harry Potter's the game I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that one too. Yeah, yeah. That was really good.
There we go.
Okay. Next one is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, the beat 'em up game by Dotemu.
Yeah.
They added Casey Jones.
Yeah.
You can play 6-player co-op, local or online.
Is this on the Switch?
Probably. I think it is, actually, yeah.
Can't be.
Why not? Maybe the 6-player version's not.
No, the 6-player definitely can't be on.
Because I think that Limited Run Games is doing the physical versions of these, if I can find it. And I believe they're doing a Switch version. But
yeah, because I remember. Do you know the Switch can support Bluetooth audio now?
Oh, can it? They just patched that in?
But if you use it, you can only play single-player games.
Oh, cool.
Because they have a limitation with the controllers.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's why I don't think the 6-player version will be on, at least not locally, for the Switch.
Okay, so yeah, there it is coming out on the Switch.
Mm.
You want the Revenge Radical Edition?
I'm good.
You sure?
Thanks, though.
Comes with a VHS tape.
No, thank you. You
sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, you're lost. They should have brought out a skateboard deck for that. They missed out. They did it for some other games. But
all right.
Whatever. Yeah, that's next week, June 16th.
Cool.
There you go. Stormgate.
I already forgot.
I think this was the game with the electric revolver gun. Was that it?
Is this the what?
Remember that they had that trailer where it showed like it was like the revolver and it had electricity on the tip, and then they just did like generic first person shooter with demons or whatever. Was that it?
That was Witchfire.
That was Witchfire. That's later. What was this game?
Stormgate. Who cares?
Bro, I don't even remember.
That's how great it was.
Pass. Yo, the probably maybe tied for the most stylish game at this conference. SMT Soul Hackers 2.
Really?
This game looked cool. Like, the aesthetic looked cool. They didn't really show gameplay. And if I remember Soul Hackers on the DS, I think it's first. Is it first person?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Dungeon Crawler?
Yeah.
So that's like a very niche audience. But this one was very like future high fashion. Like, the whole aesthetic looked cool. So I just like looking at it.
Oh, this is the third coolest one.
You're right. Because
I mean, third stylish one.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'll see what you think is
okay.
The most stylish. Saints Row Boss Factory. It's a character creator.
It is. I see. The thing is, like, I like these kind of things when it comes to like franchises I'm into.
Yeah.
So like, I can respect this.
When they released the Mass Effect character.
Yeah, creator, like I'm really, super down for it. So like, I understand why this is cool, but definitely not for me.
Yeah. But also, Saints Row coming out August 23rd this year. What else is there? Routine, Lunar Software, and Raw Fury.
So this what was this?
This was another horror game. It was the robots.
Oh, okay.
The robots that had teeth.
Yeah.
Didn't look like gameplay at all, unless that game looks fucking amazing.
I want to say that game looks fucking amazing.
All right, I'll take it. Because if the Callisto Protocol looked that good, maybe some other stuff can do it.
Yeah.
But that was more of a teaser. It looks like horror robots, first person.
It looks like Ultron.
Kinda, yeah. Ultron with teeth.
Yeah.
Outriders is not dead.
That game is only a year old, you know?
Yeah, I thought that game was dead. Honestly, I thought they canceled that game already. But Outriders World Slayer, the first expansion, is coming out at the end of the month, June 30th.
Hmm.
I guess if you still play Outriders, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Nightingale. This one I do not remember.
Oh, this one is PC. It's the one PC that only. Looks like Elder Scrolls at first, but then he had a gun.
Oh, yeah. You make like portals with cards. Yeah. This seems like something that would be fun to play with friends.
Like, this is like I might dabble.
Yeah. If it's free on Epic Game Store or if it goes on deep discount. I'd have to see more to like really make heads or tails of it.
Yes.
But it seemed interesting. I just honestly, I think the aesthetic is a little bit boring for me. So I didn't really remember too much from it. This game I'm actually looking very forward to. Neon White. What is it? Like Mirror's Edge. first person shooting trading card game.
Yeah.
I guess you could explain it that way. It's pretty fucking stylish.
I mean, like, I'd watch the anime.
It looks like an anime. They got anime characters.
I'm sad that this is not an anime.
Dude, but what if you could play the anime?
The gameplay just doesn't look that great.
It looks really good. What are you talking about? Movement shooters? You don't like movement shooters?
But the movement doesn't look great.
It looked pretty fluid to me.
It looked
pretty good to me. I don't know what to tell you.
It's on the Switch. It can't be that good.
Well, that's why you don't get the Switch version. We've learned our lesson, right? Yeah, the PS4 or the PC version. But yeah, June 16th. Coming out next week.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out on that. Midnight Flight Express.
Fight,
sorry. This was a Humble game. I think that Humble was the publisher for this one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Was it? And it's like a isometric brawler, but it's also shooting and like a bunch of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to make heads or tails of this game. Usually Humble games are kind of hit or miss for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the last one I really gave a shit about was the One Night Over Eden or whatever, the Eden game. What was that thing called, Teach? The something Eden game. It was like Mega Man Battle Network. One Step from Eden. That's what it was called.
Oh, okay.
Eh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Humble kind of doesn't do much for me. This one, you hated.
Yeah.
Metal Hellsinger.
God. What's worse than a rhythm game? A rhythm game where the music is all metal. Gosh.
Yeah, but it's also a shooting game, and you love shooting
games.
Yeah,
but this shooting game doesn't even look good.
What are you talking about?
No.
You love shooting
games. It shows up, and you're like, this is some sort of Chinese knockoff of Doom. But then it's not. It's by a bunch of white dudes, and you're like, oh, man,
who's better at metal than white dudes?
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
I'm trying to look up if this studio is the same studio that made BPM, but
it's not looking like it.
It's not showing up. No, it's actually completely different. So this game already exists on the PC. It's called BPM, Bullets Per Minute, and it's a roguelike shooter that's like Doom or Quake or whatever, but you have to shoot in time with the music.
Yeah.
And the only difference here is that Metal Hellsinger doesn't look like a roguelike, and they have named metal singers there. Whereas I think in BPM, it's all instrumentals, like metal instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy how like exactly the same this game is. But I guess I don't think most people have heard of BPM, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, who cares?
I care. No, I don't care. Next up, we have Marvel Midnight Suns, the card game.
The XCOM card game?
Yeah.
I want to play this.
October 7th.
This looks cool.
They didn't show any gameplay. It was all cinematics.
I mean, we've seen gameplay already, though.
I have. Did I
see it? It's just XCOM.
It's just XCOM with cards?
With cards.
Okay. All right.
And I think in between the battles is like RPG story time, social links.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Yeah. Aliens Dark Descent. The game that looked old, and then it was revealed to be a twin-stick shooter. And we're like, oh, okay.
Oh, shit. If anything, this has just reminded me that I still have to go watch Aliens.
I don't know if I watched Aliens. I watched Alien.
Oh, I mean the franchise. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, Alien's a good movie. I've never seen Aliens. Oh,
Alien. Yes, yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen Aliens. And I think people hated Prometheus.
Yeah, but you should watch it.
Why?
Because it's just Metroid.
Ooh, I do like Metroid. So we'll see. After that, we have
the second most stylish game.
This one's pretty fucking stylish. ZZZ, Zenless Zone Zero.
Yeah.
I don't
know what the fuck it is.
Anime character action, anime hack and slash.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool combos going on.
Wait, this is the game with the wolf
with
rocket
the wolf
legs?
Jet legs.
Yeah. Okay.
They had like the mage who's also on rollerblades or whatever.
Yeah. Main characters like a sword with the
sword man. Yeah. It's Kirito.
I mean sword girl.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Maybe it's, I don't know. It's anime. It might be a man.
Oh, don't say that.
Dude, what's that guy in Fate?
That's I don't know.
Astolfos or whatever?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Astolfos.
Okay.
All right. There's no release date on that. It does look cool. That's probably one of the trailers I would recommend checking out.
Yeah, Zenless Zone Zero.
Yeah. The Blooper. What was it?
Layers of Fears?
Yeah, but I forget what the studio name was.
Oh.
Bloober Team? I think it was Bluebird.
Yeah, Bluebird.
Yeah, they're doing, and it's not Silent Hill. So we talked, or I talked about it a couple weeks ago, that the Bluebird team is rumored to have taken over the Silent Hill franchise. But first, they are coming out with Layers of Fears, multiple.
Yeah, so, Bluebird team.
Yeah, new Layer of Fear game. I guess if you're into that stuff, some more PC horror for you. Yeah. It's looking really nice.
Oh, Zenless Zone Zero is by miHoYo.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
interesting. Damn.
So this must be the RPG I was seeing in videos.
It doesn't look like an RPG.
I don't know.
Definitely look like a Ninja Gaiden Devil May Cry.
Okay.
But I guess we'll see. That's a sick logo.
It is.
I like that.
The ZZZ?
Yeah.
That's a cool logo. Or ZZZ?
No, it's ZZZ.
All right.
After that, what do we have? Oh, Humankind, some new strategy game by Sega. Nobody cares.
Nope.
Honkai Star Rail.
This is the stylish one.
So, like, Honkai Impact looked cool, right? But it's like a phone game. And when I tried to play it, I was like, oh, it's a phone game. It's like very simplistic. You press one button. You
do hold on.
Bunch of rad shit.
Is Genshin a phone game?
Yeah. That's why I don't play Genshin.
Okay.
That's why Genshin is trash.
Wow.
Right?
But Genshin's on PlayStation.
You hear me, Lan? Genshin's garbage.
But it's on PlayStation. It's on PC.
I guess.
You know that ZZZ is also iOS and PC?
Oof. Big oof.
You know what you don't see there?
What?
Android.
Oh, my God. Well, I have a PC, so who cares?
Get an iPhone.
No.
Writing's on the wall.
No. Writing's on the wall, dude. Apple Arcade. I got to give Yu Suzuki more money. I need an iPhone. God damn.
But Honkai Star Rail looks cool.
The Honkai whatever games always look sick. I did try to play one, and it kind of played like butt, but it does look cool.
I mean, yeah, I guess if the main interface is your phone, what are you going to expect?
It also was like just too complicated for touchscreen controls. Like, this was a game where I played it, and I was like, I could probably get through it, but if I wanted to like maximize my experience with it, I definitely would need like one of those like phone controller contraptions or like a Bluetooth controller to my phone.
Hold that thought, because I got a story for you later.
Oh, my God. So we'll see. We'll see about that. High Water, little adventure. The world is ending. We're polluting the planet with plastic and garbage. Warning game, I guess.
Listen, I know we're fucking up the world. I don't need a game about it.
Did you hear the one story that came out recently?
Microplastics?
Microplastics found in Antarctica, baby, in the snow.
Where else would they go?
Apparently, they can fucking evaporate with water. And they go up into the clouds and fuck up our snow.
Nice.
So that's insane. What else do we got here? High Water was Ghost Simulator 3, which I don't even think there was a Ghost Simulator 2.
Nope.
This went straight to 3.
Yep.
And this was also like, it was in engine, but it was like cinematics. So.
So goats doing shit.
They just showed up a lot of physics, goats knocking things over, blowing up buildings and stuff.
Yep.
It looks like Ghost Simulator.
Yep.
The legendary, Ghost Simulator 3, Fall 2022. Legendary game. So everybody's been waiting for it. The flashback to, what the fuck is this game? They advertise this like it's some crazy, like, everyone knows about it. Flashback 1 was loved by billions of people.
Yeah.
And then we came out with another
one. I loved it.
Did you? No. Tell me all about it. Let me know, dude.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea what this is. I'm just going to skip over it. American Arcadia.
I already forget what this was.
This was the cel-shaded cartoony game where the one guy was trying to escape the city, and the newscaster lady was like a dictator.
Oh, yeah. I checked out because I was like, this ain't for me.
That is definitely a game where I would need to see gameplay other than man creeping around, right? It looks very generic.
All right.
After that, Witchfire. This is the
Witchfire.
Guns. I thought this was Painkiller at first.
Yeah.
And it looks like those kind of games, like a Serious Sam Painkiller type of game. Lots of enemies shoot with a lot of bullets. You have a bunch of magic moves.
Sammy.
It looks okay. It looks fine. I didn't really care.
Yeah, it looks okay.
Then there was some Warframe shit. Nobody cares about Warframe.
Wow.
Then The Quarry had a new trailer. It was more comical. But it has a release date of tomorrow. So,
what? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's out tomorrow. Unless I read June as July, or July as June. But I believe I wrote this down
correctly. No, I think you're right. What? Okay.
Yeah, June 10th, tomorrow. You can play it tomorrow.
Well, what do you know?
This also, if you forgot, this is the game made by Supermassive Games, who made Until Dawn. the other horror choose your own adventure game.
Super must.
I really like that one. It's fun. Okay. That's a good like couples game, or like friend, like play with your friends, like you all watch it together type of game.
Sorry, what was this?
The Quarry?
Oh yeah.
Where you make all your decisions and like
It's kind of like that Black Mirror vote episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I like that stuff. This game actually very much surprised me. The new Warhammer 40K game, Darktide by Fat Shark.
Yeah, you guys all played Vermintide, right?
Yeah. So I played Vermintide 2, me, TJ, and Blavin. And this game looks sick. This game looks really cool.
It looks pretty cool.
There was a lot of stuff in Vermintide that I just kind of like didn't like too much.
What do you mean?
Like, I think just because of the setting it was in, it was very...
high fantasy?
Yeah. Right, so like mages are traditional mages, and like the crusader is just a man with a broadsword.
Yes,
and I just kind of the gnome has a turret, and I was just like,
you liked it.
It's fine. I never was interested in Warhammer for their high fantasy stuff. I always liked the aesthetic of their like cyber fantasy shit. So all the soldiers and that kind of stuff. And this game is that. It's Vermintide, but with the future tech, with the chainsaw swords, with the soldiers.
Okay.
And a shit ton more enemies on screen. This definitely looked good. I don't know if this game will be able to run on my 1080. This would probably be I need to upgrade my graphics card type of game. But it looks pretty cool.
We all do, don't worry. Yeah.
And that comes out September 13th this year. And then the last one was kind of like, I don't know why they ended it on this, unless the video we watched was out of order.
No, I think I understand.
Yeah, Fort Solace.
So this looks like a big budget game, like a big budget, like cinematic experience type game.
Yeah.
Because even the ending screen, they have the, they have like a mock-up poster, and they actually list out all the voice actors or all the VOs as if it were a movie trailer.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. Like, is it some sort of like Mars space station game or... I don't know.
Video game trailers really went from showing us way too much to showing us nothing. They like keep missing the sweet spot.
Yeah, that's video games.
I guess. Sure.
That's the hobby you love and enjoy.
I love the game portion, yes.
No.
I think the trailers and the shows usually can do a little bit better.
Okay. Well, I mean, they showed a couple more things at Summer Games Fest that's not listed here.
Mm-hmm. There was also the Devolver Digital show that we didn't get to watch.
Yeah.
But that was kind of like the main show.
And then I know they showed gameplay of other things that we have too. So like, for example, Modern Warfare 2 was shown.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like Call of Duty.
That looks like a Call of Duty-ass Call of Duty
game. Like, I don't think there's anything you can say anymore that is just like, hell yeah, Call of Duty. What do you want me to tell you? Right?
Uncensored, no Russian. That's what I can say. All right?
Yeah.
Bring it back.
I think they have a beta coming out in September if you pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
No word on Warzone 2, though.
Is that even going to be a thing?
Yeah, I think so. They announced that they has to be. Yep.
Are your cosmetics going to transfer over?
Probably not.
Damn.
Why would they?
Get them. But that looks like a Modern Warfare trailer. I saw Price's beard, and I was like, that's a high-fidelity beard, baby.
Yep.
I should grow mutton chops.
I saw Ghost's mask.
And you're like, it's a skull now, not just painted on a balaclava.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a mask. Fuck.
It's like a mask.
It's like a real mask. Mm. He looks like, what's his face? Jason.
Oh, yeah. But it's like just the bottom half?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
Fashion. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What else did you have there? Because you also picked Modern Warfare, so.
We'll move on to your picks. So I think the big movie trailer this week was the Black Adam trailer.
Oh, yeah. This is a movie.
With The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock is out here single-handedly attempting to save the DC universe.
Can he do it? By playing a villain.
The anti-hero. He's not a villain.
I always thought Black Adam was a villain.
He's the anti-hero.
All right, okay.
Don't get it twisted. Anyways, I don't know. Like, I don't know much about Black Adam, to be honest. I just know he's a badass.
Bad Shazam.
Is he bad? Is he bad?
I've only ever seen him portrayed as bad.
Like, he's more like chaotic good.
Okay, then why did Shazam always fight him?
Because Shazam's lawful good.
All right, okay. That's true.
Right? A lot hinges on this movie, and honestly, I don't think it... From the trailer, I'm not hyped to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It is just like, you ever want to see The Rock don spandex? I've seen that for many years. It's no different now.
You want to see The Rock be literally unstoppable? I've watched wrestling. I know what that looks like.
I've watched every Rock movie. Yes. So
what's the one where he was fucking? He was in the the pool hall and he had that big fight in like the bar scene because like he was in a small wooding town or whatever.
Oh, I can't remember.
And then there was that other one.
The Rundown?
No, the Rundown was with the American Pie guy, was it?
Beats me.
The Rundown was with the American Pie dude.
Oh, yeah, the blonde?
Yeah. Oh, Walking Tall. That
God,
was that
they're
movie.
The same movie to me. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Hell yeah.
Those are the same movie.
Okay. He's been making the same movies since he started doing movies. He's the action dude. He will never let himself look defeated. Like, even they wouldn't even do it in Fast and the Furious. So.
Yeah. I think the trailer that's more tuned to this podcast is Trigger's new anime, Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
I didn't know I wanted this.
Yeah, based in the Cyberpunk 2077 universe, this is probably... I'm assuming it's going to be some sort of, like, story about... I don't know. It's like they're trying to ape the Akira scene.
True.
But with less monsters, less alien shit going on.
Are you sure?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know what I saw in this trailer. I don't know what I saw in this trailer, but everything I saw looked awesome.
What if fucking Dinozenon shows up?
That'd be awesome. I'm all for it.
I'm really interested in this because the trailer showed a lot of gore.
Oh, yeah. You get off on that. I forgot.
I don't get off on it. I think violence is fun and it's underutilized.
No.
All right. So I'm totally in for Trigger animating something a bit more adult, I guess. That's not like Pilot My Buttocks. So
I don't think they did that.
Didn't they? I think they did.
Darling in the Franks? I'll bet you. I will bet you my entire portfolio that they didn't do that.
Okay. I'm literally on...
Because there was A1 Pictures.
But I'm on the Trigger website.
No. It's A1.
And then it says Darling in the Franks.
It's A1.
Okay.
It's A1. Right. It was a collaboration.
Co-produced.
Yeah.
So we're half right. So you owe me half of your portfolio.
This anime looks cool. Comes out September, so the fall season.
And I'm still kind of hyped from their Star Wars Visions episodes.
Yeah.
That stuff was awesome, and they haven't really lost it, so see what they do.
Yeah. And then my last one is Apple had their worldwide developer conference, shot off a couple things. Usually this is their big like software conference, not really their product announcement place.
Okay.
So they showed off their new iOS 16, changes abound, blah, blah, blah. They had a huge push to put parental controls inside of your Messenger. Okay. So like you could, like if you have a kid, like your kid... If it watches a video that's like whatever, you can get like a message to you and you can immediately click approve or not.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, it's parental controls, right?
Yeah. I feel like sometimes kids got to, you know.
What?
Watch some boobies a little too early. You know what I'm saying? You know, just.
Well, remember, you have to set up the parental controls, right?
True. Like, it's not on you. It's not automatic.
Yeah, it's on you to put
that
on.
I don't know. Like, would I want to police, like, every aspect of my kid's life? Well, like, I kind of want them to get away with, like, a little bit of stuff, like, a little bit of mischievous shit, you know? Like, just for the fun of it.
It's tough because, like, I don't feel like.
It's not like they're watching, like, cartel decapitation videos or something.
No, but I think. Being able to access that kind of stuff is way easier than when we were kids.
Oh, for sure. I was downloading porn by the JPEG.
Yeah.
Line by line.
Like it's so, and like, every child has a phone now, right? It's just so easy to get that stuff. So it only makes sense. Like, they're not doing anything wrong here.
Listen, if they can't do it on the phone, they're going to do it on their 3DS, all right? They can get it where they can
get it. No kid has a 3DS.
What are you talking about?
No kid has a 3DS.
Do it on their Switch internet browser.
Nobody's doing that. I don't even think kids have Switches anymore. But their big announcement was like they have a new lock screen, so.
Yeah, it's like dynamic wallpapers
or
something. Yeah,
I mean, like, honestly, it's like, oh, let's watch iOS and Android get closer and closer
together.
The same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that. But the big news for you, Anthony.
Why for me?
Is that
I'm an Android user.
iOS now.
Coming to Android.
now supports Bluetooth controls.
Okay.
With your Joy-Cons. So you don't have to buy a separate controller now. You can just use the Joy-Con that
you already own. Because my left Joy-Con has drift problems.
Listen, if it supports Joy-Cons, it could also support Pro controllers.
I do have a Pro controller. That's true.
So when you get that iPhone, don't worry. You can play all
those games. Not getting an iPhone. Stop pushing it on me, dude. You're like a drug dealer. At least give me the first taste free. Why don't you buy me an iPhone?
No.
Oh,
the big announcement, hardware-wise, is that they launched their new... computer processor, the M2.
Okay. And they the M1 before?
They had the M1, M1 Pro, M1
Pro.
Oh,
the M1 Pro, that was it. Yeah,
okay. Pro Max. Mm-hmm. And then, is it M1 Pro Max Ultra?
Plus.
Oh, I don't know. One of whatever. Anyways, so M1 is done, okay? Now we're on M2.
Quantum computing, no.
But make no mistake, the M2 is nowhere near as powerful as like the M1 Pro or Pro Max, Pro Max Ultra, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just the next level of base chip. And they put this in the new MacBook Air, which has a brand new body. And it comes in a new color called Midnight.
I will say that new MacBook looks sleek.
It looks nice. Yeah. It looks real cool. But there is one thing about the new MacBook. Like, I think, like, this is what I've been waiting for. Like, this is the Mac I'm going to buy. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know what? I might have already.
You might have already pre-ordered one.
Anyways. So,
64 gigs of RAM?
No, I'm going base model only.
What are you doing, dude? Just go for the baby
base model. Anyways.
Come on. How are you going to compete with the people at work?
Everyone's got a Dell.
What are you talking about? You were talking to me six months ago? And I was like, yeah, I bought my kid the craziest MacBook in the world, the Pro, you know? He can hook it up to his 17 iMac monitors.
Yeah, they do. They do be like that.
How are you going to compete? You got to keep up with the Joneses.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
But yeah, this MacBook looks cool. The only thing I don't like about it is they raised the price. The MacBook used to be like, the MacBook Air specifically was like the gateway Apple computer at $1,000.
Yeah.
I think they bumped it to $1,200 now. So like, I know $200 is not that much in the grand scheme of things.
It's not as much as I thought you were going to say.
No, but here in Canada, it's actually $1,500. So
yeah.
But like, I don't know.
Dude, that's like a pretty high-end PC.
I have a high-end PC.
Yeah, but we had a high-end laptop.
I just want a base MacBook, man.
I want GarageBand back.
I just need it to like stream shit to my TV.
To your Apple TV.
You know, to take with me on the go.
So you can stream stuff to your iPod.
Yeah, to I don't know, do something.
What other like defunct Apple products are there in the ecosystem?
The Zune? I don't know.
That's Microsoft. That's
yeah, I don't know. But it's I'm down. I recently won $250 of gift cards at work.
Nice.
So I was going to spend it on Lego Optimus Prime.
Nice.
But then I saw this and I'm like, you know.
You know what that means, though?
What?
You can go $250 above your budget.
What?
Because if you were prepared to spend $1,500.
That's not how my mind
then
works.
Then you can go up to $1,750.
That's not how my mind
works.
That's
exactly how it works. What are you talking about?
That's not how my mind
that's
works.
That's free money.
No way. No way, Jose. No way. But yeah, that was it for me this week. Some stuff.
If you're already spending $1,500, what's another $250?
No, I'm trying to make it less.
No. You got to get more bang for your buck.
Well, you're working in a corporate job now, so I can't wait to see you do this.
Dude, I'll tell you about magic cards.
Fucking, I can't buy a Secret Labs chair. I got to buy $300 worth of magic cards.
Yeah, I'm making a new deck, bud. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Might talk about it next week.
Damn.
We'll see. My picks, we'll start off with some other stuff that got announced at the game show,
yes.
The Summer Games Fest, that wasn't in like the main show. So The Last of Us remake, another one is coming out. This is The Last of Us Part 1.
Mm.
So this is made apparently from the ground up for the PS5. It has a new director. I don't know how much really they can change.
It's the same fucking game.
But it's the same game.
Okay.
They're modernizing some of the controls and they're modernizing some of the gameplay elements. So I would assume that means they're maybe editing some out of the puzzles and probably adding in a lot of the accessibility features from The Last of Us 2.
Okay.
So that's kind of simple there. But for something that they say is built from the ground up for the PS, whatever.
So this is The Last of Us
1
remake.
Yes, but it's called The Last of Us Part 1.
So it's not The Last of Us.
I guess.
And it's not The Last of Us Remastered.
No.
But it is The Last of Us Part 1 remake.
Yes. Yes.
So when's Part 2 remake?
I guess. Maybe they'll have the PS5 Pro and that'll be it.
Okay.
I don't know if I would. Like, I honestly, again, I still stand by that. Like, The Last of Us 1 is like one of my favorite games.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
The Last of Us 2 does not get that same amount of reverence. I don't know if I'd rebuy The Last of Us 2.
I think mechanically it's about as good, if not better, than the first one.
Gameplay-wise,
yeah.
100%.
Narratively, what a piece of shit.
What a shit show garbage can.
Yeah.
God damn.
Uh-huh. What if we... Oh, you can't kill her because then it's a game over because we don't want to kill you to kill her yet. Like, God, shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, that's coming out in September on PS5 only, I believe.
Good.
After that, the one Devolver Digital story I saw that I want to talk about is Skate Story. This was a game that was announced a while ago.
Yeah.
Where you're the glass man who's skateboarding through weird, unrealistic, surreal worlds. And...
Let's say you're skating through the underworld.
The underworld.
The Uva world.
The Uva world. They fleshed out the story a little bit more. You're a demon.
There's a story?
Dude, you're a demon made of glass and pain.
What kind of demon is that?
And then you have to skate through the underworld to do something. I don't know yet. But every time you fall, you shatter, and that's pretty cool.
Okay.
And all of the levels are like very... It's giving me like Rez vibes almost. Like, nothing is really normal and, like, broken apart. You're just kind of, like, you're skating along to the groove, dude.
I don't know. It just looks like a regular world with a filter.
With a sick fisheye skate filter.
Kind of.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I still think this game looks pretty aesthetically cool. And
oh, it looks cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to try and play it.
Okay. That's what you said about Skateboard.
That's what I said about Skateboard.
And that other one.
And maybe.
And Sekiro. Not Sekiro.
I played the shit out
of Sifu.
Sifu? Oh, yeah. True, true. I didn't say all of that. You're not wrong, dude. Hideo Kojima.
Kojima!
Is in the news. A industry insider, Tom Henderson, apparently got some news that Kojima is working on a new game with Margaret Qualley from Death Stranding. Mm-hmm. She was the girl with the glasses in that game.
Do you yeah.
remember that one? A new game called Overdose. It's a horror game. So maybe now with his own Kojima Production Studios, he's going to be able to make his, like, whatever first-person horror game he was thinking about with Silent Hills, but it's not Silent Hills.
Oh, I think I can say P.T.
P.T. was Silent Hills.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And more recently, to, like, kind of bring validity to that rumor, Kojima Productions actually reached out to Henderson, apparently, and asked him to remove the story from... I think it was his Twitter account or from his website.
Because it was a lie.
Maybe. It might have been a lie. Or maybe it was real.
Lie. Slander.
Yeah. And this also apparently doesn't seem to be Death Stranding 2, which Norman Reedus recently said in an interview was in development.
All but confirmed.
So that man can't keep his mouth shut. God damn.
Why not? What are you going to do? Fire him?
I guess. But you can check that out. There's still like some teasers of a like a little bit of a title screen. It's like EO Kojim, like, and it's just over in like a title. So it looks pretty legit.
Nido Bandito.
So we'll see. But if PT is anything to go by, this will probably be like one of the scariest games.
Yes, that I'll play because
PT was terrible. God damn.
Okay.
And then the last one I have is some more inside baseball shit. Jeff Gerstmann, kind of the man in the video game editorial sphere for a long time.
Yep.
He has departed his own website, Giant Bomb.
Okay.
So they had a little, it was very abrupt. No like buildup really. It was just one day they were like, hey, Jeff's gone. And the write-up on the Giant Bomb website was just like corporate speak. It was just like, Jeff is leaving us, blah, blah, blah. But this is like, we're going to continue Giant Bomb with a bunch of stuff and blah, blah, blah. Everything kind of reads like he got fucked over by GameSpot again.
I don't think so.
Because in the, he also had a live stream the day after it was announced. And the way he talked about it was like, it was very, the powers that be aren't letting him do what he wants with his own website anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like he made the mistake twice by going back to that company. And I guess he just had enough. So he just left. Maybe he was like out of a contract or something. But this is kind of not really, I guess, a surprise if you look at the broader spectrum of the site, the broader view of the site, because all of the original crew left. Vinny, Brad, and Alex, they all went to go make Nextlander. Drew had left to go make his own the cloth map thing, the YouTube channel.
I don't think he does that.
I don't think he does it anymore, no. But he had originally left to go do it. And yeah. I think he does some other stuff now. I forget what he does.
He works at a developer.
Yeah. And really, the site is kind of like a shell of like its former ideas. They had to like step away from a lot of the wiki stuff just because corporate reasons, especially after they got bought out by GameSpot again. And yeah, so he's starting his own podcast. It's called the Jeff Gerstmann Show, a podcast about video games. And he's doing it through Patreon, kind of like the Nextlander crew. And yeah, I think that Jeff is kind of like the guy to follow when it comes to like opinions in this industry and stuff like that. He's pretty revered for a reason. And I hope he kind of brings the weight he has into like his own, I guess, solo idealized vision.
Yeah.
So he won't have like the stuff, like the capital behind him to make a website and do all that weird stuff. But
who needs a website?
I know, right? You just need RSS feed, baby.
What do you need RSS feed for if you don't have a website? What?
Is it for his podcast? Because you can listen to it on.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So hopefully he can bring his like kind of weight in the industry to do a lot of his interesting stuff. Like the sole reason I was still subscribed to the premium version of Giant Bomb was their like E3 interviews when they have like Phil Spencer on there and they mm-hmm. do that like super mm-hmm. deep dive into the industry yeah. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I hope he can do that like on his own terms now, maybe just on a smaller scale.
Yeah. I don't know. I do wonder what his actual pull is in terms of like the grand scheme of video games, because I don't think it's as big as I don't think he's like the guy to go to anymore. Hmm. Not that there's someone else out there, but yeah. I think like for people of a certain age, there's always going to be like people you think of.
Yeah.
Right. Like I will always reference like the top tier guys, but I don't think they're like, they are not the people in the car space anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I feel like that's what Jeff Gerstmann kind of is like.
But like top gear guys are like legendary stat. Like people who know are in the car scene know who Top Gear is.
They yeah. You know who they are, but they are not the leaders of mm-hmm. the game anymore. Like they are not the people you go to nowadays.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. This story was like the only one, because I think also recently the editor in chief of IGN left to mm-hmm. go do something. And that was like a flash in the pan story. Like this Jeff Gerstmann leaving was like in every publication that I frequent.
No, like, for sure.
Big
like
story.
Yeah, no,
shit,
I absolutely believe that he's very important. I just don't think that his opinions have much value in the grand scheme of things anymore.
Maybe with the, I would say maybe with the younger crowd.
Yeah. Like people who are getting into video games now, like in the 20s, 30s, they don't even know who this guy is.
I'm in my 30s. I know who this guy is.
I said 20 to 30.
I'm in my 30s. All right.
For what? Like a whole month?
Yeah. Right, I'm there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be. I feel like, I think he's leaving on like, because what happened last year? That company got bought up by who? Red something?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's when the other guys left.
Mm-hmm.
So like, honestly, what this looks like is just probably, like if I had to guess, last year, he had the option of staying on or not.
For like an extra year to like transition, like, I guess.
And he's like, that, or he's like, maybe I'll just ride it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I also know he has what, kids now?
Yeah, I think he has. Yeah, he has one or two kids.
Yeah, he has a second kid on the way, I think. Yeah. So like priorities change. I just don't think he cares about it as much as he used to. Plus, Giant Bomb is like 15 years old now. Like,
yeah,
things die. Like things need to end.
No. All right. Yeah, what? You're right. IGN needs to end.
No, but
end the website.
But like no, like, but those things have all gone through, right? Like the original IGN crew is not there.
Oh yeah, for
right?
sure.
Kotaku doesn't have anybody. Right.
Well, Kotaku ate themselves. They're absolute dog shit.
Yeah, but like, but look at it. Kotaku lives on. Barely. And for some people, Kotaku is the place.
Bro, did you realize that according to Kotaku, people from Kenya aren't black?
Yeah, that's I know. Crazy. That's why. That's why. But I'm just saying, like, to be honest, Giant Bomb went on way too long. Like, I think
they I don't know. I follow their stuff. Maybe I'm probably a little bit biased, but like their content was interesting up until.
I think
like,
up
the
until
crew left.
No, I think up until like GameSpot rebought them. I think that's
like 2014,
maybe or maybe no. a little bit.
I
after
think
that.
I think I was following it up until like 2017,
right? Because like so. I think like obviously they were huge right after the initial GameSpot stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then I would say they probably hit their peak around the time like Ryan passed away, right? That was his
yeah.
name, Ryan,
and also that was around the time they like literally invented Let's Plays.
Yeah, like and they were huge, and then. they kind of just, I don't know. I think obviously you're like a super fan,
mm-hmm.
but I think in the grand scheme of things, like that's when like Twitch blew up, right? And people just stopped caring about video game editors and editorials, right?
They're wrong. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Like I hope like he does great things. The thing is like I used to love the Gertzman,
mm-hmm.
but then at some point he just got so jaded with everything. And he just became so, like, he never sounded like he was, he says he loves it, but yeah. every time he talks, he just like wants to bitch about it. And it's like, I don't want that. I want someone who like.
See, I found kind of the opposite where like the fan culture became so prominent of like overreactions and everything is an 11 out of 10. And oh my God, everything is, I gotta yell because this trailer is so sick. And I was like, oh, like his kind of industry veteran jadedness is almost refreshing because no, all the streamer kids and all like the YouTubers are just like, this is the greatest game announcement ever made.
No, you're right. Like right? I don't need the people like, oh my God, they sent me a free game. So obviously it's like 11 yeah, 10, yeah. but he's the exact on the opposite end of the spectrum. Right. Yeah. Like, and like, all I'm saying is I prefer the people in the, like who are in the middle.
That would be preferable, but
yeah,
in the world of clickbait titles, I don't really see that.
I don't know. Cause like I listen to, or the Nextlander crew stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't like everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like... Like, my favorite guy on there is still Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny...
He's always embodied, like, the perfect balance for me. Like,
that was also yeah. the thing, too, of, like... Vinny, I would actually say, is, like, extremely positive. He's the one on the Beastcast who is, like, now is the best time to play video games. Like, every single episode, right?
Because it is. It's always been the best time to play video games.
They always had, like, the foil of, like, Gerstmann's, like, jadedness with Vinny's thing. And they would, like, clash in, like, really interesting ways. And when they left, it kind of just like nobody in the crew had the seniority like Vinny did in the industry to like match Jeff's knowledge.
Yeah.
And it kind of made like this weird dynamic. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But anyways, did you see who Giant Bomb hired to lead the crew?
Fucking Dan Reichert came back.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I think he had gone off to do a bunch of wrestling stuff and that didn't really pan out.
Yeah. I mean, like good luck to both their endeavors, whatever Giant Bomb does, whatever Jeff does.
Yeah, they're changing up like after the announcement because like I'm kind of done with the site,
mm-hmm.
so I canceled my premium subscription.
You still had
I've literally never missed a year from the
why
from as soon as they offered premium subscriptions. I think I have the first subscriber t-shirt somewhere.
Why?
Because I love that website. That website's really good.
All right.
Or it was. And then yeah, I just like Dan's live streams are really fun, mm-hmm. on Twitch and stuff. But the way they're like changing the website is like straight up towards like Twitch subscriber stuff. They're locking old content behind a vault instead of like giving you new content for like more specific content for free or for premium and stuff like that. So they're really going into like the very stereotypical.
But I mean, like that's the market model. Right now, right?
It is. Yeah, no, for sure.
So
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be a part of it.
All right.
So yeah, That's the big journalism, man. Moving on to new things.
All right. Cool.
And those are my picks.
Wicked. Let's move on to a question to chew on from Paulimus Chewimus.
You want to go? You want me to read it?
You know what? You can read it. It's long, and I'm tired.
We got a question to chew on. Firstly, with regards to enjoying Jackass, I, too, used to think that it was an American thing, as my friends and I really loved it in college. And then I found out it was really popular for a number of people that I knew from England. They all happened to be about the same general age as me, and so I thought it might have been a generational thing. However, the thing that threw it off entirely was my college roommate, a Filipino, used to watch it all the time with his dad, and his dad absolutely loved it. In fact, it was a safe show that we could put on when he came to visit us in our college apartment. I witnessed him cracking up firsthand, and because of that, I have no idea how to determine who is more predisposed to liking Jackass. If you can figure it out, I'd love to hear. So that's the first part.
Oh, the British thing I get.
Like British humor, you think British humor likes American Jackass?
Who loves fart jokes?
True, British people.
Yeah, like when it comes to like the classic fart joke, yeah, and like Jackass is like the pinnacle of that streamline of comedy, right? So I think that makes sense. The Filipino one, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Because, like, I could see that happening, but also I could see the opposite where someone's like, why?
Yeah.
I think that's just more of, like, if you like...
Like slapstick.
Yeah, if that's the kind of humor you're into, then for sure. Yeah.
I wonder what would be the determining factor in who likes watching people get hit in the balls.
I don't know, man. It beats me.
It's pretty funny.
Sure. Sure, man.
It's a mystery, Paul. We'll never figure it out. But on to the second part of his question. Anyways, my question. Last week, you guys answered the question about the most powerful genre of anime. I believe we said shonen.
Yep.
Yeah. This week, let's answer the same question, but about video games.
Uh-oh.
What would you say is the most powerful genre of video game? Oh, sorry. In this case, I can see a lot of potential interpretations of powerful. It could be the most influential historically, the most relevant pop culture currently, or maybe even the most commercially successful at the moment. You guys can determine your definition, or if you have a different responses depending on the interpretation, you can use them all. You can use all of them that have been mentioned and or even add your own.
Yeah. I think this one's a bit tougher to answer.
Yeah, than the shonen. Because there's like financially, gotcha. Like that's a powerful genre for making some goddamn money.
Is that a video game?
Is gotcha a video game?
I don't know. Is it?
Listen,
it's an interactive slot machine.
Is gambling a game?
It's not a video game.
What about video slots? Is that a video game? Are you sure?
Yeah. Would you call a digital scratch ticket a video game?
Okay. What about pachinko machines?
That's a
hybrid experience.
That's gambling.
But you don't win money in pachinko. You win silver balls to trade in for groceries.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think this one you would have to like...
You'd have to define
like your interpretation and then go from there.
Okay.
Because there's definitely like first-person shooters in the right situation are very powerful. Like the Modern Warfare trilogy is probably some of the best story in a first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Right? And it tells like... And because you're in it, you're experiencing it firsthand when certain like twists and stuff that you're forced to do, like the obvious example is No Russian, right?
Yeah.
That's like way more powerful, I would say, than just like watching it, right? If you have to go through the airport and depending on how you play... Right. If you gun down all these people yourself, like you're making that conscious decision.
Yeah.
Right. But on the other hand, like just character driven narratives kind of take control in no matter what genre it is. Right. Like you could be a shooter like The Last of Us. But the one game that like took over the industry was Gone Home. And that's just a walking simulator. Right.
Sure. I guess it depends on how you would say took over the industry.
Like every website was talking about Gone Home and
okay,
rating like, it like a million.
I don't think I heard anybody in real life talk about
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. This is like all the artsy kids. They, like, an art game. I can look cool now, right?
Yeah.
Because I tried to play that game. It's not that good.
It's because you don't like walking, dude. Did you get your steps in?
True. I did not. But like, what would be your first thought of for like, I guess, impact or powerfulness when it comes to like gaming?
Okay, so I only have like a few answers. Like the easy one to go through is like, oh, it's got to be platformer. It's got to be Mario. You think of a video game, that's what it is. Who's more recognizable than Mickey Mouse?
Mario. But who's more recognizable than Mario? The Tetris L block.
No, God, don't you dare. Don't you dare. No, my actual answer, though, is when I think of, like, video game and how I say powerful or, like, the concept of what people assume games and gamers to be.
The line block. No, hell yeah.
I think MMO.
Really? Like World of Warcraft?
Absolutely. Okay. And it's just, like, when you talk about a game that encompasses every aspect of modern video gaming, mm-hmm. like, it usually has something for everyone in an MMO. Yeah. But the most important thing is that it allows you to truly like become someone else.
Immerse yourself.
And you can build communities and like you build like it's why the metaverse is so appealing to like
normies
right now.
Yeah.
Like that same concept is exactly what MMOs are, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like when you think about a gamer, like you think of like a sweaty gamer, feel like we can always come back to an MMO experience.
Yep. I think for me it was Guild Wars 1.
Yeah. And like look at how anime has just embraced isekai, which Sword is basically
Art Online.
Like I don't think there's another genre of video game that will ever be as, I don't want to say influential, but like culturally significant
than
an MMO. And like you see, and that's why like you could say Call of Duty makes all this money, but like when it comes.
Oh no, I said Genshin Impact makes all.
Sure, sure, sure. But like, even in FPS, is like the number one thing we love to do: buy cosmetics. And where does that come from? Looking cool in MMOs, yeah. Right? Like it all. I feel like that's where it all comes.
Where did
from.
Horse armor come from, baby?
Yeah, right. It's to show off to other people how awesome you are, right? Even just building parties and squads, right? Like that all comes from the MMO verse. So that's what I think it is.
Okay. It's a good answer.
Yeah. Because I'm really the video game expert.
You should win it next year. I don't have to tell you.
I don't need to win it.
I know it in my heart.
The audience knows.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know. When I think of impactful, I kind of, for me personally, I focus more on what the games are making you do through gameplay, whether that be something that is uncomfortable, something that is extremely fun, something that is extremely unique.
Yep.
And each game kind of takes you into that space differently. I think a lot of memories for, at least for like the gamers of the, you know, the real gamers.
Oh, shut up. Oh, no.
Or especially in like the collecting sphere is JRPGs or RPGs in general. Right. So like, Morrowind or Oblivion, or on the Eastern side, just any Final Fantasy game, pre like 10 and behind, yeah. Right? Where it's kind of like that MMO experience, but you're playing the movie instead of like you're sharing the movie with the people around you, mm-hmm. Right? It's like watching the movie at home rather than seeing it in a theater, okay. And
yeah,
those kind of solo experiences really. They really hit different, you know, than an MMO story where you see like some guy running around in your cutscene behind you doing some goofy ass shit, as opposed to this like very carefully sculpted narrative experience outside of grinding for 99 levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like giving you, I don't know if like any other genre really gives you that like sense of power as easily as a JRPG, as an RPG. Yep. Where just like you're doing the things you like, and then that levels up, and then you become super powerful, and you feel that like kind of power fantasy,
yeah,
in combination with whatever. So, I would maybe say RPGs as a whole. Like I want to distinguish between Western and Eastern because it's the same concept, but I think one of the most powerful genres would be RPGs.
Okay,
role playing okay. games. It's just not the social aspect. It's more of the the movie aspect.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm just looking at it from like a
culturally significant.
Yeah. Its impact on, like on society as opposed to like the mechanics of the game.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, I'd like to think of that stuff as like impactful to the medium, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. When Final Fantasy 6/3 came out.
No, you mean 7. You mean 7.
Nobody knew.
You no video mean games 7.
Can be like that, dude.
You mean 7. Shut up.
Spiky hair, big sword boy? Who gives a shit? Who cares? No, it's probably 7. Like when 7 came out in his first 3D, and like nobody thought that games could do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. And it for as much as I hate it, it changed the
it's
genre.
It's the one.
It's garbage.
The one. You haven't played it. You can't even.
Are we talking about it? I got out of Midgar.
Can't even hold that opinion.
I got out of Midgar. I went to the Chocobo farm, and then the game was like, do something, and then I got stuck, and then I stopped playing.
If you have, because you got lost?
Yeah, because the game's bad.
Because the game got too hard for you?
No, because the game
doesn't
have any
for the
focus.
Expert.
This game doesn't have any focus. All right?
Uh-huh.
But you know what does have focus? Final Fantasy VI, baby. Oh, God damn. Yeah. Yeah, I guess think we're in the same ballpark. I think we're just thinking at it in different areas where you're thinking externally from the game.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking internally into what
sure.
changes within the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But the real answer is Tetris.
The real answer is Smash.
Fighting games?
Smash. The fighting game.
Okay.
The culturally significant fighting game.
God damn. I didn't realize, you were into not showering.
Listen, talk about powerful.
the most powerful genre, Smash Bro player smell. God damn, this shit stinks.
Yep.
But yeah, thanks for that question, Paul. I really do think that you really have to set your own boundaries for that one, because you can kind of come at it in whatever which way.
You can.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like these open-ended questions, you fuck. But we can go to our weeks.
Sure.
And I'm going to start with my week.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Yo.
Bro.
What?
I did hot nothing.
Why?
I didn't do anything new.
Why? Really.
I read more. What's that thing that I read? Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah.
I read more of that. Kept up with my weekly manga chapters.
Yeah.
Yo, Ippo's in the ring again. Should catch up with Hajime no Ippo.
I never started.
Dude, start from the beginning. It's the best way to start. Mm. Chapter one, bro. Nah. It's like that meme where it's like, "What? Where do I start with Batman? You got to start with Batman issue 1, 2013, but not this one." Mm. And it's like in manga. Mm. Where do I start? Chapter one, bro. Mm. You just got to start at chapter one. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing all that. Playing through games. Oh, I went to Niagara Comic Con.
That's what I did. Yeah, you did.
I went to Niagara Comic Con. I haven't been to a convention even like 2 years pre COVID. Like I haven't been to a convention in a long, long time.
Sad.
And my friend got some free passes from his coworker whose brother sells art.
This is a story. Okay.
I know, right? But we got the VIP. We got exhibitor badges.
Oh, you could skip everything.
We skipped all the lines. We got there. There was a line around the convention center. We're like, imagine waiting in line. What a bunch of losers. God damn. Walked in through the exhibitor's entrance in the back. And when you have an exhibitor's badge,
yeah,
people look at you different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like walk like, oh, like what are you selling? Where you are? Like when you talk to like people at booths and stuff, and then I tell them like I'm not a real exhibitor, but like that opens up like the conversation to a lot more. Like I feel like if you knew somebody to get an exhibitor's badge, even like people who sell their stuff like are more willing to like talk with you beyond just sales and stuff. At least that's how it felt.
No, it's true. Because you're part of them.
Yeah.
Like you're part of the in crowd. Family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Part of the in crowd. Like, I had a lot of interesting conversations with people who made, like, arts and, like, plushies and stuff. Yeah. There's one girl who's selling, like, Darkstalker stickers.
Yeah.
And me and my friend Christian, like, we love Darkstalkers. Yeah. But we were probably also the only people there who loved Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
And she's like, you like Darkstalkers? I work so hard on these stickers and blah, blah, blah. And like, we got into this, like, cool conversation about it.
Yeah. Being an exhibitor is cool. Like, when I do those toy shows.
Yeah.
Like at TFCon and stuff, it's wicked because like before the show starts, you can even go up to like other people's booths.
Yeah.
They got the exclusive shit and they're like, you want one? Like I'll sell it to you now. And like,
it's
like
hell sick.
Yeah, cool.
Hell yeah. So that's cool. I got to get some more exhibitor shit. I got to get on the in crowd.
Yeah. And they're way more open to giving you like a deal.
Yeah.
Like a fair price.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And that was really fun.
Cons are wicked.
I don't think I would ever need to go to a convention for more than a day anymore.
No, I don't. Unless you're specifically traveling out of country to meet up with a group.
Yeah, I could see that. But like locally, like I drive out to Toronto or drive out to Niagara or whatever, and I just it's a more local focused con. Like I can just go for a day. Like I don't think I'd ever stay the weekend at an Anime North ever again.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would. Yeah, no.
And I guess like so we went on Saturday because we wanted to see events and stuff. And because it's Comic-Con, it's more like Western folk, a lot of Doctor Who panels, a lot of like Western comic artists there. Ron Perlman was there signing autographs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The butler from Fresh Prince was there.
Oh, yeah.
And all that shit was crazy. I just, again, I'm reminded of con stench. Some of these people need some fucking deodorant. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. I might have spent some money on a video game.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. But you'll never guess.
Final Fantasy VII.
No, it's a Vita game.
Oh.
Guess what I've been playing on my Vita.
Is it Vita exclusive?
This version is Vita exclusive.
This version is Vita exclusive. This
version is Vita exclusive.
Oh, then I have no idea.
Ninja Gaiden Sigma Plus, baby.
God.
I own every version.
How much did you pay for this?
It's like $60.
Oh.
I've literally never seen it in the wild, even at retail when it was like just released. And I saw it and I was like, I'll bite the bullet. I'll do that.
You spent $60 on a PS Vita game in 2022?
Yeah. Oh, God. Of a game I own 1, 2, 3, 4 times already.
Why are you proud of that?
Because I own them all now. Oh, I got all the versions, baby. I've been playing Ninja Gaiden on the train.
Broke. I would get it. I would understand if you're like, oh, this is the best definitive version. But I know for a fact this is the worst version of this game.
No, it's not the worst version.
It's near the bottom.
Because this was the game that introduced some new... There were some new costumes and some new ninja trials. But also, it introduced enchantments, which the older versions didn't have.
Oh, God.
The enchantments are in the Ninja Gaiden whatever collection.
Yeah.
But still, this is the originator. This is where it came from.
So this game's completely irrelevant.
No, it's on the Vita, and it's got, when you do Nimpo, you got like little touch controls to power it up.
Oh, that makes it better. That makes it a better experience for your character action.
It's
game.
Pretty fun.
Touch controls, sometimes. Really? Touch controls, you know, make are a positive to a character
sometimes
action
pretty
game.
Pretty good. Yeah,
I'm gonna remember this.
You know, I'm a fan of the waggle and the touch controls.
Oh, okay, I know, because I can't wait till we play the new. I already forgot the name of this game.
What?
The Honkai Star Rail.
You know, you can do it well, and you can do it badly. Ninja Gaiden does it pretty well.
Liar.
All right, I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
I'm playing some Ninja Gaiden Sigma Plus on the train.
All right.
It's pretty good.
On the train, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you commute now, huh?
Yeah.
How's that?
That sucks. Dude, I don't know how people do it. Commuting sucks dick. Oh, my God. That shit's trash. No, it's not. It's not okay.
You get there, you sleep.
I can't sleep on moving things, dude.
Well, whose fault is that?
It's my body's fault. All right.
Stop complaining.
I need to like just take a bunch of drugs before I get on the train, I guess. Like,
do
I
it.
Know. What's the Gravol?
No.
No. What's the thing that makes you fall asleep? The pill.
Oh, I don't know. Benadryl?
No. You're just downing Benadryl on the train?
Well, some T3s?
Yo, this kid's hardcore. Holy shit. No, what's the...
Just go get
it's
high.
It's like over-the-counter medicine. It's like makes you sleepy.
Oh, I don't know.
Does it start with an E?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, we're also reading a book, but I forgot what it was called.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a book today.
With the MF thing?
What? No.
Yeah, but what's the book? I can't. Oh, it was. It's a narrative retelling of the war between Nintendo and Sega.
Oh.
And it's a pretty thick ass book.
It's a nonfiction book.
It's a nonfiction book, but told narratively.
Oh.
And so it's like they kind of put you in the shoes of like the executives who make all these decisions, and they like recreate scenes and how they would have been back in the day.
Oh.
And so the guy got like a bunch of exclusive interviews and information from like old Sega and Nintendo executives and stuff. And it's a big historical thing. I'll remember it
tomorrow.
Next week.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember the title of it right now, unfortunately.
All right.
But yeah, I don't know. It's been pretty chill.
Chilly.
Just gaming with old stuff, doing whatever.
Cool.
Bought aggressive inline as well for the PS2.
Why don't you buy some actual inline?
Like a rollerblades?
Yes.
I have rollerblades.
Just do that instead.
Go rollerblading?
Yeah.
Wow. I still got that 90s stigma about it.
Lame.
Looking a little fruity.
You know that, like, that's what everybody does on the lakeshore?
Yeah.
Like,
because it's not like acceptable to call people gay anymore, so everybody rollerblades again. I can't believe how like one slur totally eviscerated a sport.
I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know if it ever like went away. Like, people still do it all the time.
Yeah, but I remember, like, when I was a kid, back when, like, negative sexual slurs were A-okay, if you rollerbladed, you got called gay pretty often.
I think it depends on the crowds you're in. Like, if you were with the kids who were skateboarding, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're just a regular person, no one give a fuck.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not proud of it. We call all those kids gay.
All right. Don't let it stop you, man.
I'll keep calling them that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, all right. I'll think about it. I'll be in Toronto.
Yeah, do
right,
it.
Right by the Pride flag.
Do it. It's Pride Month.
What a time.
Yeah, go
Dude,
for
these
it.
These flags are gay.
Wow.
Is it a descriptor or is it derogatory? You'll never know.
Who knows?
But yeah, I don't know. It's been pretty chill. Just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corporate life is weird.
It's great.
My office is very nice. I'll say that.
Okay.
And it turns out when you work for a for-profit company, you get a lot of perks.
Yes, because there's money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going directly into your bank account, but
I'm taking advantage of it.
I mean, yes. You should do the most. Yeah.
The first day, there was an open like coffee bar all morning.
Isn't that just the norm, usually?
No, but we had like a barista.
Yeah, isn't that the norm?
Well, I don't know. I didn't.
Like most buildings have like a...
I think this one is like for the first week. There's like a barista. Oh. And like a bougie ass coffee machine and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. It's like we had like a dude there who's making coffees and stuff.
Yeah.
I got like 5 hot chocolates. It's fucking sick.
You got hot chocolate.
I got one. They had Italian style espresso. So I got a single shot of espresso.
You got 5 hot chocolates? I got like
5 hot chocolates.
What the f-
Dude, those were primo hot chocolates.
It's just sugar.
What are you talking about? It's milk and chocolate.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
And then, yeah, the one time I asked him to put a single shot of espresso in one of them, and it was good.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. My week's been kind of boring, unfortunately. I'll come back with something new next week.
Yes, now that you're going to be working more, you're not going to be doing anything.
What are you talking about? I've been working for like the past month and I come up with new shit all the
time. No, because I know you're going to go to the office now.
I'm not going into the office, all right?
5 days a week,
it's only,
baby.
It's only one mandatory.
5 days a
it's
week.
It's only one mandatory.
I know it. And then you're going to come home and be like, fuck, I'm tired. Yeah.
I was tired that day. Yeah, I bet. True. I was tired
that day. I can't wait till you're like, man, I got to go 2 days.
Got 2 days of shit.
I got to go 3 days.
Yeah, I'm not committing to that. No way, Jose.
Don't worry. They'll make you.
I'll quit.
Okay. All right. Wicked.
So, yeah. What about you, though? You said books? You have a book? Are you reading?
No, I got a book.
On tape.
It's a nonfiction book.
Is it audio?
It's called Unprecedented.
Okay.
Canada's Top CEOs on Leadership During COVID-19.
Why are you... What?
My CEO thought it would be nice to give the whole company a book on the collective of Canada's top 1%ers on how they spent their time in the pandemic. Are you fucking kidding me? There's like 25 CEOs who each wrote some excerpt for this book. And it's like, why? What? Excuse me?
That's the most out of touch thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think is gonna, bro? It's gonna motivate you to grind, dude. Rise and grind.
Jeez, like
what the fuck?
Like, come on, right?
This is why I think I will not survive long in super ultra corporate life. Because they'll be like, oh man. I just read this amazing book about how I can perceive to be a billionaire. And it's like, I don't have the heart to tell you, you'll never do it. I'm sorry, dude. You'll never be a billionaire.
Yeah. And it just so happened, like, I got the book today, but like, I've been like just coincidentally running into my CEO. I've run into him like 10 times this week.
Did you read the book?
No. Like, he didn't say that. Like, he doesn't actually like to talk a lot to people. But okay.
But he likes to talk to me because I'm important.
No. But, like, it's a company of, like, 2,500 people. So, yeah. Like, obviously, doesn't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
Right? But the one day, I walked into an elevator with him and some other guy. And he's, like, also high ranking.
Okay.
And I never felt so poor in my life.
Oh, gotta hear that.
Because, first of all, I came in that day hella casual.
Yeah.
Like, I wore track pants, Jordans, and a t-shirt.
Hell yeah. Right?
Like, that's what I showed
established
up.
Established dominance.
Like, that's what I show up in, right? And people know that's what I dress like, because I don't really meet with too many people. They're just like, Vince just does Vince.
Yeah.
These guys walk in, like, they're tailored suits, right? CEO plus some other guy. And the one guy asks CEO, so he's like, I just saw your Ferrari. So, like, are the brakes, are those standard? Or, like, was that an upgrade? He's like, oh, I got it with the whatever package, sport. He's
the
like
Ferrari sports, yeah.
Because then the guy's like, because I was thinking for mine, you know, like I wanted one of those too, but mine are just plain. And I was like, clicking the button,
get me out of this fucking elevator. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh like, my god.
I was like, Jesus, I'm so poor.
I love how out of touch rich people are. That shit's awesome.
Yeah. I was just like, this is
that shit's so funny.
Yeah. But
I'm really like wary of like making those jokes around like my boss, because I think she knows like all of the senior exec, because our company is a bit smaller than yours.
Yeah.
And she knows like all the senior execs and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And there's like a lot of opportunities, especially on the first day, where like all the dude bros and like all the finance bros are all there being stereotypical, and I just want to like crack, I got like a million jokes in my head, and I'm just like, I should just keep my mouth shut, like I don't know these people that well yet.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Yeah. Not immediately. Yeah. Unless you're approached to do so. Yeah. But like, yeah, I would hold back for a bit. until they get to know you a little bit better. Don't come out swinging, right?
Dude.
It's like when you go on dates and you're like, so anyways, I've got 1,000 video games.
Dude, that's what you told me to do.
You should do that. Absolutely.
So I shouldn't do it, but I should do it.
Listen, these are two different classes of people, okay?
Right. What if she's rich and I'm on a date?
Does she like video games?
I don't know yet.
Well, then you should tell her. Then she'll buy you all the ones you don't have. Okay, my week. I watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, you did?
I sure did.
How was it?
It was a Sam Raimi film.
Okay. What kind of Sam Raimi film? Like Spider-Man 3 Sam Raimi film or like Spider-Man 1 Sam Raimi film?
Kind of neither.
I'm not liking where this is going.
I thought it was all right. I think there's things about this movie you will love. Like, you will specifically love.
Like, aspects of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that you've told me, like, oh, I just want to see more violent shit from Trigger, I think you will like this movie. All because right. It is easily... it's probably the darkest the Marvel movies have gotten.
Darkness is tricky.
It's also the goriest.
Good. But, like, darkness can come off very edgy. And, like, edgelord shit... Not really a fan of that.
Yeah, I mean, like, fuck. It's, on one hand, it's like, it's a collection of really, really cool scenes that are kind of incoherently stitched together. Mm-hmm. Some of the characters are just like, why is this your motivation? Why does your motivation flip? And then it's like, okay.
Is it like flipping for like the sake of trying to shock the audience? Like, or was it like written in like a cryptic way where if you went back, you'd be like, oh, this makes sense.
No, it's literally just like, it's as simple as I'm a bad guy. Now I'm a good guy.
Oh my God.
Like it's literally like that basic.
Okay. All right.
Also, if you haven't watched WandaVision, you might be confused.
Really? Yeah. You think it's like mandatory viewing?
I don't know if it's mandatory because they do try and give you a sort of catch up, but mm-hmm. not really. But you have to infer a lot of details from it, okay. right? But the thing is, even if you do watch WandaVision, I still don't understand where Scarlet Witch's character's mindset is at the beginning of this movie. Hmm. I don't know. And by the end of it, like...
I guess to be fair, like Scarlet Witch in general doesn't really have a stable mindset.
But yeah. But
they showed her in the Avengers movies as being a relatively sane person.
Yeah.
So I guess going straight to like comic style Wanda would be a shocker.
Yeah. So like it's, you get what they're trying to do, but it's also just like, this is like the most basic ass like written script I've ever experienced. And mm-hmm. like things, like the story evolves the way it does because you just feel like it has to play out the way it is just for the sake of, sorry, let me rephrase that. Things happen. Like, these cool things happen for the sake of happening. But there's no real meaning behind them.
Okay.
Right? Like, when I told you that there's violence and gore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If the movie didn't have that, I don't think my opinion of like, the actual narrative would have been any different.
Oh, that's kind of
like, it doesn't... I don't think it adds or takes away from anything. It's just, it's there.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see why people were like, don't bring your kids to this one.
Yeah, some rough stuff there.
There's some.
Is it an R-rated film?
No, it's not.
It's still PG-13?
Yeah, I think so, but it definitely hits...
Like, it's on the upper edge of PG-13, I guess.
Yeah, like, you remember that last scene in Invincible?
Yeah, that's a good scene.
Yeah, like, it kind of gets on those vibes.
All right.
Right? Okay. So...
But also, Invincible's like 18A, so...
I know. I don't know how they got away with the rating. All right.
And also, know. The violence in Invincible adds to Invincible. So
yeah, I don't know if it adds to it here.
That's kind of disappointing.
Like, it's just, it's there because it's like, say, like, have you ever watched Evil Dead?
Yep.
Then, do you like Evil Dead?
Are you telling me that the gore in this movie is the same as the gore in Evil Dead?
No.
Okay, because, like, the gore level. In Evil Dead makes that level. Movie funny.
No. But it's like the light version of that. Like, that's the kind of vibe it's going for. Hmm. Like, Bruce Campbell's in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then, of course, like, it was all right.
Do you think that this movie would have benefited from an R rating? Like, do you think that it doesn't add anything because they weren't allowed to go far enough?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Like, the story is actually very simplistic.
All right.
And I'm surprised it ended the way it did, considering what there's two characters who clearly need something, and they inadvertently offer it to each other, like
by accident.
Not by accident. I just mean that like it's there for the taking for each other.
Okay.
And if they both just take it, they'll be like, oh, that could be an ending.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie purposely goes out of its way to be like, no,
we don't take.
We don't want that. And
weird
end. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was okay. It was okay. I'm kind of really disappointed because I liked the first Doctor Strange a lot.
It's a good movie. That's a really good movie.
So I'm a bit like, it is nothing like the first one.
Hmm.
Like absolutely nothing like the first one.
Is the multiverse stuff at least interesting, or is it really just here's the evil Doctor Strange?
It's cool. It's pretty cool. Like it's like
cooler than Everything Everywhere?
No.
All right.
No. But it's damn, cool for if you want to just see like different kinds of heroes and stuff. Mm. Like there's some cameos there that are like, huh, neato. Yeah, and then there's the end credits scene, which, you know, in who knows? You probably won't know anything. So it doesn't matter. That's the Marvel
this
movie.
This is sounding not great.
Oh, man.
I was so hyped.
Listen,
come on.
Just be hyped for Thor, because that movie looks awesome.
I'm not going to watch Thor.
Thor's the one. Watch Spider-Man, you idiot.
All right, give me your Disney Plus password.
No. Last week I said I was going to embark on the journey to watch the rewatch Bleach.
Yeah, you've committed.
At that point, I had watched around 9 or 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, I'd only been back from my little road trip for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I've had a full week now.
Yes.
To watch more Bleach.
You're done. You caught up.
Yeah, all right. I wish. I watched a lot of anime. Or
you watched a lot of one anime.
Of this specific anime. Okay. Do you want to guess how many episodes I watched?
How generous do I want to be?
I don't know.
How generous should I be? Give me a hint.
I'm not going to give you anything.
Ah, goddamn.
It could be like 2 episodes.
Goddamn piece of garbage.
It could be like 10 episodes. Could be like 20, 30, 40.
I'm going to say you're in the 60s.
60s.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 109.
Holy shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? You watched 100 episodes of Bleach in a week?
Man, I'm going to catch up real quick at
this
rate.
You're insane. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's amazing what the human mind is capable of
when
it's motivated.
God damn, dude.
Yo, Bleach is awesome.
It's okay.
The Soul Society arc is so good.
It was a cool arc.
It's
right.
It's so good.
Yeah, and then they dropped the ball.
Listen, don't worry about that yet, okay? if you haven't watched Bleach, you also watch some Bleach. I forgot so many cool things happen.
How are you watching this, though? Like, how is your eyes not bleeding from 480p?
Dude, I'm not even sleeping on the train. I'm just watching.
That's
like three episodes per trip.
That's
on the
crazy.
Train. So I watched 6 episodes in my commute, right?
All
right. And then like
5 times, yeah.
And then I'm just like, and it's been raining all week. So it's just like, dude.
What am I going to do?
I'm going to stay inside.
Watch Bleach.
And watch Bleach.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm barely sleeping. I'm just watching Bleach.
That's insane. You're crazy.
Yeah, I forgot that, like, I couldn't believe how much I forgot. For example, I know when I think of Ichigo and like his powers, I always think of him with the mask.
Yep.
But I
that's
always
like way later.
I know, but I always forget that originates because he has that like white hollow version of himself inside.
Yeah.
And I forgot how many I was remembering about all the times I lost my shit as a teenager. Like when he first fights him and he spins the sword.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, this is so cool.
Such an edgelord.
Oh, I know.
God.
I know. Or when he's fighting, when he finally gets the Bankai, and he's fighting whatever.
And the sword is thinner. And you're like, how can it be more powerful? It's thinner.
Yeah.
And then he does like the black whatever. And you're like,
yeah. And then, or like he's fighting Byakuya at the end and he's got like the swords revealing light around him. And then, I don't know, like, I think the half mask comes out and because. His hollow side's like, you're so weak. Let me show you how it's done. And he just rips one into Byakuya. Yeah. And then after that whole fight, the show really kicks it off because then Aizen shows up and everything is answered. But then you have like a million more questions.
Mm-hmm.
And Aizen, and like they show you how strong Ichigo is. And then Aizen like holds his sword.
Yeah, with like his fingers.
With his fingers, and he stops it, and the pressure's enough for Ichigo to cut him own his own body.
Yeah.
God. Also, I forgot Aizen's whole power. Perfect hypnosis.
Yep. Rewrite your own reality, yeah, dude. Yeah,
like, what the fuck? So broken.
Bro, you're gonna lose your shit in the last arc.
God, oh my God, this show's so good. The show is so good.
It's okay.
Dude, it's so good.
Definitely it's the weakest of the big three.
Don't even.
Definitely the weakest.
It's so good. Bleach is so good. It's amazing.
I just can't wait till you get into the shit arcs.
Listen.
If your motivation will still hold strong.
I have till October. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm about a third of the way through, so.
What's your favorite OP so far? Is it still Orange Range?
No, I think it's the fourth opening.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Ichinoharin, I think. Okay. I don't know.
I'll look it up later.
But yeah, Bleach is incredible.
It's stylish as fuck. Oh, Tonight.
Is it four?
That's the fourth opening. Yeah, the fourth opening is Tonight.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't think that's it.
No, that's, maybe you're thinking of fifth.
Is it fifth?
Maybe.
Maybe it's the fifth. Actually, maybe it's the fifth. Could be fifth.
Oh, this is the one's a pretty. This one's a classic. Yeah, I can see that. But the other one's Beat Crusader.
That's Rolling Star, right? I also like three. It's the only like metal song I like.
Yeah. You should get into metal.
No.
You should play BPM.
No.
All right.
No. I forgot how much Chad is a Giga Chad.
Hell yeah. Chad's the best character. Chad's the best character until you see what's his face with the pink robe fight.
With the pink. Oh, yeah. The dual swords?
Yeah. He's my favorite character.
Him and his like best friend with the other dual swords? Yeah.
They're
cool. Yeah. And then
he also has the best assistant with the glasses. The uptight lady.
Oh, the one where he's always just like my cute little. Yeah.
Oh, she's the best.
Really? That's what you want?
No, my best girl in that series is the healing lady, where she has her hair.
Oh, like Captain that. Four?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's her? The healing captain.
Yeah.
She's my best girl.
She has like the mantis, not mantis. Sorry, like the big flying whale thing.
Yeah, and I think her like her assistant has like the shield with the rope to the Jitai.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That show's pretty cool.
That show's stylish as fuck. Not gonna lie. But also, it kind of falls off pretty hard.
I'm at the part where they do the Grimmjow. Grim.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I thought Grimmjow was after Aizen.
He is.
Oh, so you did the Aizen arc already?
Oh, I'm done the Aizen
arc. Oh, you're in the shit then.
No. Great. Grimmjow is there with because Aizen steals the thing from Rukia's body.
Yeah.
He leaves.
Yeah.
And he starts experimenting.
But they haven't defeated Aizen yet.
No. No, he's just hair slicked back, chilling in the background now.
LOL, lose the glasses. Now I'm cool, nerds. Oh,
God. He's so evil. He's so good.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is Yui. Yeah, I forgot.
Rolling Star?
Yeah, Rolling Star's by Yui.
Yeah, I like Rolling Star. Yeah. Anyways, Bleach, man. That shit's good.
You should start One Piece.
No, so I think I have to take a break from Bleach for like a hot
overdosed.
Minute.
Okay.
No, because everybody's talking about the Star Wars, and I feel like I can't escape it, so I need to watch
it. Dude, just give up Star Wars. It's garbage.
I also heard that Miss Marvel started.
Who cares, dude?
You're right. I don't.
Exactly.
I need to keep up with the zeitgeist. The water cooler leet speak, you know what I'm saying?
Just, dude, be the office outcast. Just do it already.
No, next time I'm at the urinal, full spread eagle, I'm going to ask about...
full spread eagle ass out. What am I going to do?
The force compels you to take a piss.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it. Thanks for listening. See you guys next week.
Bye.